Well, to Tokyo now, where American swimmer Katie Ledecky won her first gold at these Olympics, and the U.S. men's basketball team rebounded, beating Iran. And Simone Biles, the greatest gymnast, one of the greatest athletes of all time, decided to not compete in the all-around individual competition after withdrawing from the team finals yesterday for her own mental health. She remains the headline. NPR's Russell Lewis is in Tokyo. Hi, Russell.
Hey there.
And Simone Biles withdrew from the team competition, as we know, and today announced she's not competing in the all-round individual. That's when an individual does everything from floor to vault. As she very strongly put it in the press conference yesterday, the mental isn't there. So what's the sense? Might she compete next week?
It's anyone's guess at this point. Basically, what USA Gymnastics is saying is they're taking it day by day. They're checking in on her day by day. And so it's really anyone's guess. But the fact that she is not competing tomorrow in the all-around is a sign that perhaps things are not well. It is her signature event. It is something that she won in Rio de Janeiro 5 years ago, and it is something where she just excels at. So the fact that she is willing to sit this one out still says that she's still working on things.
As you may know, there in Tokyo, there are trolls here in the U.S. criticizing her on social media, but Olympic giant Michael Phelps said the news about Simone Biles broke his heart. He's very open about his own struggles with anxiety. And we're reminded that Simone Biles was one of the gymnasts sexually abused by team doctor Larry Nassar. She said as a result, she slept all the time because it was better than offing herself. So now some sports writers are saying that she's opened a new chapter. There's something new going on because of her strong stand on her own mental health. What are you seeing there in Tokyo?
Well, what you're seeing is almost unanimous support for her from her fellow athletes, from the USA gymnastics team to other athletes competing for the U.S. in other sports, notably Katie Ledecky, coming out basically in support of her. And we're hearing from others that say it's good. I mean, I think we have to remember it is not easy to compete at the Olympics. This is the highest of high levels. And 70% of Olympians only compete in one Olympics. So you look at someone like Simone Biles, who's competing in two, you're carrying that on your shoulders, especially someone who is as good as she is. She is the greatest of all time, the best gymnast that we've ever seen. And to be carrying that not for a four-year cycle of the Olympics, but due to the coronavirus pandemic, a fifth year. And so she's had the weight of that on her shoulders, and it's not easy. And I think we forget how difficult it is just to perform all of these moves and knowing full well that you're on the floor for a minute. A vault literally takes 5 seconds, and you've been training for years and years. It is just this little moment of time, and it is just a tremendous amount of pressure. Some people manage to deal with it just fine, but others, it is hard and it's challenging, and I don't think it's really fair for anyone to judge how it is that she's handling it. Let's remember, she is the greatest of all time. She is an incredible Olympic champion, and you know, if she's going through these difficult, tough times, then that's for her to go through and to deal with.
Well, Russell, well put, and to see her, as she said, lose her way in the middle of that five-second vault in which she could have broken her neck, you feel it's her call. But you mentioned Katie Ledecky, who won a gold in the women's 1500 meter. This is an event that's just available to women this year, this grueling 1500 meter swim. Tell us about that race.
Yeah, it's 1500 meters making its debut at these Olympics. I mean, 1500 meters in swimming terms, it's a marathon. It's just under a mile. It's 4,921 feet. And she completed it today in just a little over 15 minutes. And in true Katie Ledecky fashion, she won by 4 seconds over American Erica Sullivan. And so, I mean, when it comes to her, she's used to touching the wall and then turning around and watching her competitors touch the wall after her many, many seconds later. It is really her strength. She is a distance specialist. And you know, this is where she excels. She's had a tough Olympics up to this point. She's sort of found new competition in Australia's Ariane Titmus, who has beaten her now twice. And so it has been a challenge for her, but she has won the gold, and she has one more individual event coming up. It is the 800-meter freestyle. It's an event that she won in Rio and set a world record in Rio de Janeiro 5 years ago. But she will also be competing with her Australian nemesis. And so it should actually be a pretty great race for her. And we'll see how she does.
NPR's Russell Lewis in Tokyo. Russell, thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.